Have you all been busy practicing in the past few weeks? Or you all go on holiday? So, let me see, what can we do now? Maybe we go through our usual routine. Who is new on my left? Anybody who is new on my left? Oh, I think all season parking. Yeah, I think everybody is okay. On my right, anybody new? I don't think I recall seeing anyone new. How about, yeah, okay, nobody new here today. Actually, we are all new. In a way, we are all new. Yeah. Today's topic is, what is today's topic? Dharma in, sorry? What is the topic for today? Dharma in our actions. What is today's date? 22nd? Is this better? Is it okay? Or do you prefer like that? But you'll cut off a bit. Okay lah, you all cannot see, then you let me know. So before we start today's topic, I welcome myself back. So some students ask me, any difference? So I tell them, color difference. As you know, I just went to Tibet, came back on Thursday afternoon. Some of you, who went to Tibet together? Yen. Oh, she's the only one. Yeah, today only she's the only one. I think the rest are still recuperating. Yeah, as you know, Tibet is the region is considered highland. Yeah, so the lowest part of the whole area is about 3,008 thereabout. Yeah, and most of it is even higher, up to 4,000 plus, and then there were two areas that is five. Two areas that we went, that is 5,000 plus. We even went to Everest Base Camp, one of the base camp. But it's not the actual base camp. They shifted one of the sign nearer to where we are. So, a lot of people, when they, I mean these few days, ask me like, so how was it, how was it? Yeah. I'm not the right person to ask, you know, because I'm a person who is quite numb. So you ask me how is it, I say okay lor. How many of you have been to Tibet? None of you, except Bian and Wiki and me. You all should ask him how Tibet was. Yeah, if you ask me, in a way, I have nothing much to tell you. I don't know whether is it because my practice of equanimity has reached that level, or is it I'm quite a numb person. So I go there. When I was there, I told the students, I asked them, how when we were in the bus. So I asked them, where are you now? And they say, Tibet. Then I say, how do you know you're in Tibet? Then they ah, how I know you're in Tibet? Then we just went through immigration. We went through the airport. I say, so just because the signboard says Tibet, then you're in Tibet. Surprisingly, after I finished, the tour guide actually understood what I was saying. The whole group participants do not understand what I'm saying. Maybe some of them do, but they never respond. Those who went for urban retreat, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So the tour guide said, he said, what the Venerable has shared, that is the Buddhist philosophy. Yeah. About how the place has no name. I was like, not bad, not bad. This tour guide, not bad. Yeah, if not for the tour guide, well, I'll be talking to myself. Yeah. Tibet is an interesting place. There are so much said about it, so much written about it. Yeah. A lot of people look forward to going there. I'm grateful to go there. Now that we are back, I can say this. But I didn't look forward to going there. There's a difference. I'm grateful to have gone there, to be given the opportunity. I say I'm given the opportunity because it was free for me. Because the agency, the tour agency, if Venerables come along, they basically provide it for free. Yeah. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity to go there. But it wasn't something that I looked forward to, that I had, yes, finally I can go to Tibet. No. But it's, don't be mistaken, it's not that I have anything against Tibet as well. Even when I go to India, yeah, next year there's another trip. Another student want to plan a trip to go to India, to the holy sites. I usually feel ambivalent about going to places. In fact, when I was in... What's going on? I keep pressing that button. Okay, I leave my hands off the screen. In fact, when I was in Tibet, I told some of the students, I said, sometimes I don't understand why you all go through so much trouble, you know. You pay for the trip, you take leave, you go through much difficulties. Every time you take a plane, it is a risk you are taking, you know. And then you take a risk to go to a place that doesn't have enough air for you. And then you got to travel long distances to find food that is not agreeable for you. And then some of them along the way were not happy some more. It's common, you know, people going on trips, even if it's the whole group where everybody know each other. So as I was there, I was thinking to myself, and in fact I shared with one or two of them, I said, you all choose to come here, you know. In a way, I have no choice because you asked me, so I come. I'm grateful. But I didn't choose, no. I didn't tell people, say, yeah, I want to go to Tibet. You all can you all organize? Bring me along. No, like, you all decided to come. You all invite Sifu to come along. So, since you invite, I'll come on. And you go through all this trouble, and then you're not happy there. So I told them, why do people do this to themselves? Yeah. Almost every trip, practically every trip, I tell people this. I say, I don't have a strong desire to go anywhere. I'm quite happy with where I am, you know. And not just because it's Singapore. Don't think, oh yeah, of course, Sifu, Singapore, nice ma. But when I was in the US, I was quite happy.